Oh, yeah, he came to my show.
Well, I know.
No, you're the one who didn't come to the show because it's, the recorder was here.
Maybe you'll just take out a tape of you giving the class and press play, isn't it?
Yeah. Now we can leave. I just do what I did last year, but it doesn't work like that. Okay, let's go. The Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Asa Adam Isha Bialduto. When a person marries a woman in his... Come closer. No, come closer, come closer. Sit here.
Why don't you push this table back?
Get your first of all, get your food.
When he can look at you, he can concentrate.
Yeah, get food, get your food. Get your food, go eat your food, and come here.
I left it on the side.
Come, let's stop. Nasa Adam Isha Bialduta. When a person marries a woman in his Yaldus, when he's young, Yise Aisha Beziknuta. You should marry a woman when he's older. If he doesn't have a woman. He doesn't have a wife, I mean. A woman, a wife. Hayulo Banim Bialduta. If he has children when he's young, Yulo Banim Ziknuta. He should have children when he's old. Right? Why? Shneema, it says in the Pasuk. Baboke zara et zarecha. In morning, you should give up children. You should sow your seed. Ule'erev al tinach et yadecha. You shouldn't leave yourself at rest from this operation. Ki eincha yodeh. You don't know ezek yuchsha, which will be fitting. Azeh or zeh. This one or this one. Right? Strange advice, isn't it?
What is this? Seed in the morning?
So seed in the morning, and when you're younger, and when you're older, you should also have children, because you don't know which is going to be better. V'im shneim ke'echad tovim. You don't know which is going to be better. V'im shneim ke'echad tovim. Both of them will be good, right? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, so we're speaking about pruravu. This section is about pruravu, right?
Are they indicating a time to do that?
Huh? Yeah, well, you sow your seed when you're young. When you're older, you should also, because you don't know which of your children is going to be better. Rabbi Akiva, or if they both will be good. Rabbi Akiva Omer, don't worry, I'm not going to give you halachas of peruvu here. We're learning about Sirius Omer, but it's related, obviously, because it's coming in these halachas. That's why I'm reading the previous bit. Rabbi Akiva Omer, limet Torah b'yalduto, teach Torah when you're young, yilmod Torah b'ziknuto. No. You should learn Torah when you're young, and you should learn Torah when you're older. Hayulo talmidim. So that's going against having a woman, right? The woman is your Torah, right? Hayulo talmidim bialduto. You should have students when you're young. Yulo talmidim ziknuto. You should have students when you're old. Emma, like it says, baboke zarat zarecha, the same posuk. Uberev al tinachet yadecha. Va'amru, right? Okay, that's it. That's the end of this halachas. Now we're coming to the agarata of Sefiras HaOmer. Right? So now, simple pshat is, we're learning a halacha of having a woman, a wife. We should have one when we're young, we should have one when we're older. If chas v'shalom, a person's wife dies or whatever, you should have one when he's older. And second halacha is, have children when you're young, have children when you're older. Don't say I have enough children and finished. Right? I'm not saying you're telling your halacha what you should do. You know, when the time comes, you'll ask your local rabbi. Not necessarily your local one, but you'll ask a rabbi.
For what, sorry?
You'll ask a rabbi when the time comes.
Ask him for what?
How many children you're going to have? Well, you know, it depends on your wife as well, right? Anyway, I'm not saying...
You're saying you can regulate it?
No, I didn't say that. I say you ask a rabbi.
Though you definitely have a good deal of control, at least in approximate numbers.
I know someone has 20 children.
Wow.
Right, Yaakov, who I think has been around 18.
Wow, really?
Yeah, from one wife. So I know another rabbi, Sue Weber, who's also a very big rabbi. I think he has something like 17 children. I don't know how
someone
many.
Someone here but, yeah. In Harnoff is 20. It's supposedly the woman's like a toothpick.
It could be. But I don't know if this thing. Amru. It could be the same woman that I know. My wife told me. Anyway, Amru. Shneim asa elef. It says you should learn Torah when you're young, you should learn Torah when you're old.
20 children, right? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And then it says you should have students when you're young and students when you're old. Right? So it's the same thing. Now we're coming into this picture of Rabbi Akiva having students. He had 24,000 students and he didn't have other students. So obviously this is somewhat related. Now, what's the mitzvah of having a woman, having a wife? Purva. Not Purva is having children. So the having a wife is just not being alone, right? So the Torah is something about not being alone. Solves the problem of not being alone. That's what Torah is, whatever Torah means. We gave Shira on being alone, what it means to be alone. Okay, not everyone's here. That doesn't matter. And then there's a mitzvah, then we have the mitzvah of Purva having children, that's having Talmidim. Your Talmidim are your children, right? We know Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael, we learn from Eliyahu that you tell your father to your children, right? To your Talmidim, correct? So now we're going into the thing of Sfiras HaOmer. Yeah? Amru, Shneim Asa Elef Zugim, 12,000 pairs. What's this pairs?
Is Zivug?
Yeah. Zivug means, Zugim, pairs. Right? So it's 12,000 pairs. Not 24,000 students. 12,000 pairs. They learn with chavrusas. Right? And they were called Zugim. They were paired up. Right? That's interesting. You know, you say Zivug, you associate that with your wife, right? We have Talmidim, they're pairs. Okay? We're just reading the Gemara, we're not yet understanding it. Talmidim, Hayulol Rabbi Akiva. Migbat, I don't know how you translate, Migabat ad Antipras. From this place to this place they came. It's probably some faraway places. I don't know. Kulan Metu, and all of them died, the Perek Echad, in one period. Why? Mipnei, because Shalom Nohagu covered Zeleze. They didn't behave in a covetic way to each other. Vahaya Olam Shamim, and the world was desolate. Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came, Etzel Rabotenu Shibadorum, to his rabbis in the south, Meshina Lehem, and he taught to them, who were these people in the south? Why in the south? What do I need to know all these places for? And he taught to them, and they are Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right? V'Rabbi Eliezer ben Shema. Vehem hem himidu Torah, and they were ones who established the Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh came from these Talmidim. All Torah Shebaal Peh we have, it comes from the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. Oto Shah, on that moment, the world was desolate. Without Torah, what's the world like? Desolate, right? What's America like? Desolate. Without Torah, it's desolate. Okay, we have a different definition of desolation, obviously, right? You know, you have Empire State Building, you have a lot of things there. But without Torah, the world is desolate. So let's see. Hana. Kula made to be Pesach HaTzeret. All of them died from Pesach HaTzeret. That's it. Okay, fine. Omar of Chama ba Abba, Vitamer Bichia ba Avin, Kula made to meet Ra. They all died a bad death. Mahi, what is it? Omar Rabbi Nachman, Askara. What's Askara? It's a form of death. Very painful. I think it's like some sort of... What, Rashi says anything here? There's a Rashi here, no? No, that's it. Okay. Omer Rabbi Matana, Halacha Rabbi Yeshua. No. No, that's... Okay. That's going into what, if you're without... This is for our future Chatanim. Rabbi Yeshua. Halacha Rabbi Yeshua, right? That says what we said above about having children or having a wife when you're older. It says, Amar Rabbi Tanachum, Amar Rabbi Chanilai, Kol Adam Shein Lo Isha, Shavu Below Simcha, is without Simcha, Below Brocha, without blessing, without Tova, without goodness, Below Simcha, and it's going to the Pasuk, Sukim. Okay, we're not going to go into that. So that's the Gemara. Finished. So what's all this relationship? What I need to know all of this? What's the Gemara trying to teach me? This is the only Gemara we have on the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Why they died? They didn't know how to cover it. What do you mean, know how to cover it? What do they argue? What do they do? And you have to die with Askara because you don't know it covered? That's the issue for not knowing it covered? The world was desolate? They were such bad guys. When they were around, the world wasn't desolate. And when they were died, the world was desolate. I mean, come on, Akarish Baruch, you know, wouldn't it be better to keep them around? With them, the world isn't desolate. Without them, the world is desolate. Why? Because there's no Torah. So why you wipe them out? Have Misa if you don't know it covered? That's what you learn in your Misavads? Your Musavads? Yeah. Anyone who's a little bit not nice to you, so you're allowed to, you know, like, string him up? Huh? What's the pshat? Huh? What's the pshat? Come on, you guys. You clever guys. You've already been here 2 years, or some of you.
I heard what you had to say last year.
Huh?
I heard what you had to say last year.
Don't tell me, because I might say different this year. If I say different, you can tell the other pshat.
Okay.
All right. So now, obviously, there's something about zugot here. You mentioned 12,000 zugot, right? And obviously, the introduction of this Gemara is about having a wife. That means about pairing up, and about having children, and that's about expression. And we're speaking about Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, right? He had those Talmidim when he wasn't connected with his wife, didn't he? I don't know if that was a problem, but that's a fact. You know, when did Rabbi Akiva have his 12,000 Talmidim? When he was the 24 years that he wasn't with his wife, correct? And then he came back with 24,000 Talmidim.
So even though he was married, it was as if he was not married when he was away?
I don't know. All I know is that's the facts that we know from the Gemara. I'm just picking the facts. And all I know is that the Gemara is speaking about having a wife and having children and having learning Torah and about having Talmidim. So learning Torah is connected with having a wife. Having Talmidim is connected with having children. It's a similar thing. We learn it from the same psukim. And then when I'm talking about the students, I'm talking about pairs, like I'm talking about a man and a wife. And why did they die? Because they weren't noe kovet zeh vezeh. That means something about their connection with each other was wrong. They were supposed to be connected. Why is it so important in Torah to be connected with each other? Why is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu wiped them out because they weren't properly connected? They weren't noe kovet zeh lezeh. What does kovet mean? I mean, our avelis, and all we're doing in Sefiras HaOmer is because of this. I'm going to add you something you don't know, and I'm going to say... Oh, sorry, she gets first choice. Hello?